from Wikinews, the free news source. This is the AudioWiki News Brief for Tuesday, October 21st, 2008. I'm Kevin Fields, and here are today's current stories. In an interview with Publico, a Spanish newspaper, the Prime Minister of Spain, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has stated that if there is a global recession, it seems logical to expect that Spain will enter the recession in 2009. In the interview, Zapatero also described the worldwide economic situation as difficult. He recognized that the developed countries are or are going to experience negative growth, and developing countries are also going to see falling growth, resulting in worldwide loss of jobs. Regarding the global financial situation, Zapatero continued by saying that the financial system is part of the economy, a crucial part. We have a year-long financial crisis which has had its most acute moment in the past 2 months, and I think now the financial markets are beginning to recover. Asked about whether it'd be desirable to plan to help those overwhelmed by the size of their mortgage, Zapatero reiterated the falls of the euro interbank offered rate. Zapatero claimed that the average Spanish citizen would see their mortgage decrease by 28 euros a month as a result of the recent drops in the interest rate, led by 7 central banks, including the European Central Bank, which covers Spain, which has dropped their interest rate by 0.5%. The Prime Minister then said he was pleased with the role of Spain in the recent summits discussing the financial crisis, before adding that he believes the European Union will lead the way in solving the current issues in the markets. Wikinews has learned that the Church of Scientology has begun to falsely accuse the internet protest group Anonymous of a 2007 school shooting in Finland. On October 17th, the president of the Church of Scientology in New York City, John Carmichael, accused Anonymous of being behind the shooting. In an October 18th press release, the church accused Anonymous of being involved in the shooting at Jokela High School, in which a man named Pekka Erik Avuin shot and killed 9 people, including himself. Wikinews contacted the National Bureau of Investigation in Finland by email, seeking evidence or a statement to confirm or deny any connection to Anonymous and to verify or debunk the claim made by the church. Wikinews was able to confirm that there was no connection between Anonymous and the 2007 shooting. The accusations are a part of a Scientology tactic developed by the organization's founder, L. Ron Hubbard, called Fair Game. The church uses this tactic to harass people, often fabricating lies and defamation against those who protest or criticize their beliefs. Wikinews contacted the church several times by email for a statement, but the church has yet to reply. In a related story, admitted Anonymous member Dmitry Guzner has admitted that he launched a distributed denial-of-service attack on the official website of the Church of Scientology at Scientology.org. He now faces a maximum sentence of 10 years of imprisonment. The attack involves overwhelming a web server's connection, making it unavailable for access to other visitors. The United States Attorney General's office released a statement on the issue stating, "A New Jersey man was charged today for his role in an attack on Church of Scientology websites in January 2008 that rendered the websites unavailable." Dmitry Guzner, 18, of Verona, New Jersey, has agreed to plead guilty to computer hacking for his role in the distributed denial-of-service attack against the Scientology websites. In Buffalo, New York, a suspicious package was received by the National Aviation Financial Services, a subsidiary of Sitel Incorporated. According to an FBI spokesperson, the mail department found the package, evacuated the building, and contacted the local police department. The package has been described as containing some type of white powder. One anonymous employee said management was being very hush-hush about the situation. National Aviation Financial media contacts were not available for comment, and the Amherst Police Department referred Wikinews to the local FBI office. The FBI has stated that no hospitalizations were required, but could not comment further as it was an ongoing investigation. This has been an AudioWiki News Brief and is freely available for copy under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license at www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Check the latest breaking news on Wikinews at wikinews.org.